Good morning, Tiago.
Good morning, Andrea.
Today is the 3rd of May. You are going to take the flight to go where?
To go back to Portugal, to the roots. The roots are calling.
Okay.
Yes.
And your roots are also here in Oroville.
Yeah, here was the place where I grow and bloom. Like the new being came alive in Oroville. It's true. I'm so grateful for living in Oroville and to learn so much the 7 years I spent here.
And you are not alone?
No, I'm with my family, of my baby and my partner Anna. Together, the three are like little family. But yeah, so now I'm moving.
Your baby is born in Oroville?
Yeah, he's. He belongs to Oroville now. He's born at home in the water, beautiful ceremony with people singing, fire outside, sacred fire, and a big celebration and full of joy. And yeah, he's Orovillian, the real one that's born here.
And yeah. You are living in which place, which community?
Yeah, I live the last 2 years in Windara Farm, or we can call it Terrasol community.
And before?
Before Sadhana Forest, and before I tried little places, Siddhartha Forest, Adventure, yeah, Samasthi.
But you have always been in some forest work or...
Yeah, more into the nature, yeah, like I like the forest. And then these last 2 years, they were more based on farming, that I was really looking forward to be self-sufficient and to grow our own food. That was like one of the goals of these last 2 years, and it happened, yeah.
But it comes, why it comes in that way? I mean, you come from this kind of experience from Portugal, that you were working in organic farming or forestry or?
No, my grandmother, she's a farmer, and I always had this in my life, in the roots, but of course then, my parents moved to the city, study, university, blah, blah, blah. And I always had this inside. But here in Oroville, because like the being start to understand it better the reality of life and what is really important, I understood that in my life is really important to go back to the roots. And to go back to the roots, the foundation is to be self-sufficient. That means to grow your own food. And that for me was really important. And yeah, we decided we wanted to live in a farm, and the Terrasol community was open to receive us.
So can you explain a little bit about Terrasol community, how it works, what is going on the practical level in this place?
Yeah, like it's an amazing project that really attracts the vision. We really connect with the vision and was starting the same time that we went there to check after Sadhana Forest, and we were looking for a farm, and the project was different from other farms because it's more holistic. It's more holistic. Is okay, farming is the base, is the foundation, is where everything starts, people working together, and then you have the space to grow in other fields. And I felt that is about the integral yoga that we are talking about, integral life. It's really complete, and like I want that for my life. I want diversity. I want to have space for creativity and to develop all the skills, all the potential to bloom in the life that we are having here in Oroville. And having the farm as the foundation and coming together, producing for ourselves to grow our own food and to Oroville, that I think 70% that what we grow, it's going to Food Link. The 30% we cook, we eat together, and that makes the community exist. It's people working together, eating together, creates a community, creates family, creates the link between each other. And then in the rest of the time, you have space to develop other things. In my case, was music and capoeira and dance and working with the children, TLC and Deepam, Mohanam, different projects in Auroville, bringing them to Indara and going towards them too. So exploring Auroville and bringing Auroville to Indara to see, and doing a lot of activities, because you know, in Indara we little by little we create a space for these activities to happen, and the energy in 2 years start to increase. And of course, like, people start to be attracted by Indara, and we had a lot of people coming for all these activities. Like, the Earth Day was in Windara this year. It was Auroville that decided that was the place to do Earth Day. I think that's very meaningful. And we had like more than 300, 400 people, and was Auroville event. It was not only Windara. Windara is part of Auroville, Terra Sol. So was we just opened? Yeah, of course we said yes. And we're just like in a big celebration with so many people, Aurovillians, guests, volunteers, everybody who was there, and it was so beautiful. It was just the peak, and yeah, like kind of closing this season too of so much joy and happiness and so much beauty that we create together. I really feel that we touch the point that brought me here to Auroville, this point of integral life, of having everything manifested in the matter, no? Like to bring all this divine to the place where you live and surrounded by nice people, eating organic food, doing nice activities, inspiring other people and being inspired yourself each day with something new that is happening, always fresh and, you know, like endless learning, always learning something new. And it's still things happening in there. You see all the communities there empty, and Windara is still our workshop with 15 people. Today we are already 3rd of May. Its energy is still there. So it's amazing. Like Terra Sol community creates something very special that, yeah, that is happening. And I think it will keep going, yeah.
And the resident of the community, what the age, from which country they are coming from mainly?
Like, what is nice in Windara, the ones who live there since the beginning, we had 4 continents, and when we have someone from Australia that we had already, we say, oh, we have the 5 continents. Like, if Auroville is already the microcosmos of the world in one place, Windara is like the microcosmos in Auroville, no? Like, people from all over the world, we have Africans, Indians, Europeans, Americans, South American, and yeah, Australians. Windara's Australian name was founded by an Australian person. So it's like we have the 5 continents. So in some points it's really challenging to have people from all the continents with such different backgrounds and even ages. No, we have the baby that born there, and we have people that already with 60 years old, that's still part of the community, are totally integrated in the community. And another very important aspect in Windara that I think in Terra Sol community, it's in the community itself, there's no boss, there's no manager, there's a steward, and he is being very kind and very open for us to do like things that it's not so easy to do in other places in Auroville. So this openness allowed young people to come to Indara, and sometimes in Auroville there's not this space for young people to explore, you know, like this still this energy that needs to be released and to be manifested. In this case, the music and the dance, they're like an amazing way of releasing this energy, you know, that. And that creates human unity too, to music and dance. And you see all the village around Auroville, they have all this loud music with big speakers and all like very strong pollution. And the music we are doing, it's the real music. It's with instruments, it's played by people, and it's around the fire without any machines, you know, it's all acoustic. and it's all manifested in the moment. Most part of it, it's improvised, and we had the chance to create a band, the Yemadas. We made a CD, and we play in so many places in Auroville. We play in the Christmas fair, we play in the New Year's Eve. We were in Kalabumi, and we played in Svedam like 10 times. Almost each month we were playing a concert in Svedam. And playing in Svaram. We had a project with Svaram too. We create Orchestra Svaram. We did the full moon celebrations with them, with our neighbors. We create the Sound Journey too with Svaram. It was very nice because when we arrived, there was a conflict between Windar and Svaram. And now we live and we are really good friends. We work together, and there's something that was co-created. We did a trip together to Tiruvannamalai, me and the workers of Svaram. And yeah, it's very beautiful to see that the connection with the neighbors is working because of the music. Music is bringing people together too. And I think in my case, my vision, it's the main reason that is attracting a lot of people to Indara too, is because there is music. If there is no music, people, they will not come. Okay, farming, it's really important, and production is important, but they have other places to go. So why they choose Indara? It's, oh, there's farming, but there's music. There's something that complements. There's the work, the hard work, and yeah, we need to sweat, but there's a celebration, there's a joy, there's a happiness. So these two things, they complement each other. You can see how our life is so nice and complete in Windara. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, the music is one of the main elements for communication, since we were living in the cave. So it's not something new, and it's really creating connection between the people without using the body language or just the language. The music is one of the most powerful elements to communicate and share.
Yeah.
And so apart of all these things, you are making also CDs. You just told me that you are releasing another CD very recently. Can you speak about this CD?
Yeah, this CD is the result of all this music that was manifested in Windara, because we had a lot of activities, and we had a sacred fire going on for many days, and around the fire there was very special energy, and under the stars, under the Bodhi tree, we were like manifesting and channeling all this music, and then playing this music in Auroville, and this group Yemadas that exists already even before Windara was already existing in Sadhana Forest. And we did a CD too in Sadhana Forest. And now the new CD, it's like more according to the lifestyle that we had in Windara. We call it Intergalactic Masala. And it's this connection with the cosmos and with all this energy that it comes from the stars, that we feel that mixed with this fusion of, you know, people from all over the world, and if one song, it comes from South America, the other comes, you know, from Africa, and the other song, it's Indian. So it's, you know, like when we sing in Hindi, sing in Portuguese, sing in African, in Egyptian, we have like many people from all over the world. And the band, it's a result of a good friendship with other members like Khaled, that he lived these 2 years with us and was another person that really made part of this reality, this dream, and connect with us through music and farming, you know. And yeah, it's very nice to have this connection with other people in these so many aspects, you know, that you don't need to talk. It's there, it's spontaneous, and it's manifested in the CD too. When you hear the CD, yeah, you can feel, wow, we can dance. Finally, I can dance the songs that we were playing. So we were playing a lot for people to dance. Like Bob Marley says, if people, they cannot dance your music is not spiritual. The real spiritual music makes people dance. So I believe, and it happened, that our music, it's making people dance, and that is making people happy and people moving.
And the CD, where it will be available in Oroville somehow, in which in some places, or
for now in Windara, there's the CD is there, and yeah, Khaled is still staying here, and he has the CD. Someone wants to buy, yeah,
it's possible to get it in Windara.
Yeah, in Windara. Yeah.
And so you are going to come back from Portugal when?
I don't know. Now it's a new adventure that is starting, and I'm really looking forward to starting something new. The idea is to start a new community too, and Portugal is in a very, you can say, big financial economical crisis. And last summer we went to visit, there was a lot of interest that I never saw before for the lifestyle that we have now, and people asking help for they want to start a community, they want to change their lives, they don't know how because they never had experience. And yeah, there's land, they offer us land, and there's place with a clean, pure river, and 10 million people of the country that they're looking forward to change. I feel this crisis can collapse the economy soon, and the people, they need like some example, something that is already happened for them to get inspired and then to start their own thing. Because in Portugal there's something that is very positive, still your grandparents, they're still connected with the land, no? Most part of, like my grandmother, she's a farmer and she still is living in the nature. Most part of the people that I know, they still have grandparents, they have farms, and they still connected with this. Their childhood was living there or going in holidays there. So it's not something totally unknown. It's just, to bring things together. Like in Oroville, we learn about that, how to do reforestation, something that we learn in Sedona Forest, how to grow your own food, something that we learn in Terra Sol community, and then how to have the joy and the fun, to have the integral life, spiritual life, that everything is spiritual, no? Like people, maybe they don't have still this understanding that in Oroville exists, that everything is spiritual and everything is just working and play and learning all come together, because still in Europe there's a lot of fragmentation of things and the mind. And everything, you work, then you go and have fun at night, you drink alcohol to do that. Here we don't need, in Oroville, things, they happen without needing nothing. It's just working and having fun. They come together and they make part of life. To be spiritual, that doesn't mean that you need to be in silence in your room, and because that can be outer silence, but what we are looking for is the inner silence. So yeah, we want to share the things that we learn. We feel that in this moment, my intuition and our intuition, Anna and Amo too, it's time to spread the places like Oroville in the world, and especially now in Portugal, that is the country that we're born, and things, they are flowing in that direction to go back and start something by scratch. Yeah.
Where in Portugal? Just I'm curious.
Yeah, like in the place where my grandmother.
Where is it?
Born. Porto? It's in Viseu.
Where?
Viseu. It's near Porto. Yeah. I can say 1 hour away from Porto. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's in the mountains, in front of the river. Yeah.
Maybe some Orovillian will follow you.
Yeah, there's some people that will come in June. June we will have some experimental journey there, because we don't want to start already the community without knowing the people that wants to be part of the dream, and then together create a vision. And yeah, I don't want to do it, me and Anna to do the vision, and then people have to fit in the vision. So the first stage is to bring the people together, to recognize who likes the land, who connects with the land, and then this group of people, we will create a vision, and then okay, we will start the project together. It'll be a collective vision, not just our visions. It's open for other people. So in June, who wants to come and to be part of these experimental months there, it's fully open, yeah, to come.
Okay, so what do you will, what is your wish? I mean, what is your what is your not expectation, but what you would like to see happening in the next year
Where
in your life?
in my life, I think, to have, like if everything is a manifestation of what is inside, I think if some little conflicts happen outside, is maybe still something inside that needs to be solved too. So, like even I didn't get involved in any conflict. Like we can just briefly say that was a little conflict in Terrasol, and people still talking a lot about that, and it's still, a paradox for me. It's a real paradox because people talk, but they don't know what is reality. They don't come to Indara, they never been there in the special Mandi, they never came in the sacred fire, they never work in the farm with us in the morning, they never had lunch with us. So they're just talking based on rumors and gossips, and that make me feel a little bit frustrated and disappointed how people can just go to a room and have a meeting and talk about something if they don't know the reality, if you don't talk with the volunteers, if you don't, like just see reality, talk with the people, go to the place, live in the place, visit the place for some days, experiment in the energy of the place, and then, okay, then you can talk by experience. Like it's like the Zen masters, they're all the time talking about that. Like, don't just talk by talking, it's experiment life and be the life in itself, experimenting. And here I felt that happen, like this conflict is a paradox, because if we are living this magic life and people are really happy, we have so many volunteers and so many beautiful things, there's still people doing meetings and trying to disturb this beauty to happen because they're listening rumors of someone that is not in the same vision. Maybe they live in Windar and they were there already before us, and then they spread rumors and they spread gossip, and people they talk about rumors and gossips, and this creates a conflict, and then then that's not reality. You're wasting your time, like people are wasting their times talking, when reality is happening just next door. And like they have meetings in Windara, but they don't come in to talk with people, the volunteers of Indara, and walk around. So it's, for me, it's a big paradox that I don't want to see in my life. I want to live and to talk about things that are real and they happen. I don't want to waste time with rumors and gossip. I'm out. And like for me, this conflict was a proof that in Auroville there's still some evolution to be done in that aspect, because like here we don't have authority, there's no police, there's no courts and stuff. So like we have to be more in tune with, if we want to create groups that will take decisions, we have to know the reality and we have to experiment reality, and then we can decide together, but to take decisions from ignorance, from what someone told you and maybe what this people are telling you, it's not true. So check yourself, what is reality. It's what I want to see in my life. Maybe it's the direction that I want to take now. It's to really live surrounded by people that are talking by the heart, because I still see many things coming from the mind, like I heard that someone told me. That's not the heart that is talking, that is the mind. The mind has memories, the mind listen to the others, and the mind create judgment, the mind criticize, the mind has opinions, points of views. But I would like to live in a place and create a place where things, they come from the heart. People talk by the heart. Yeah, I saw this happening in Terrasol, so many people together and having a beautiful way of celebrating life. I saw that, I experiment that, I saw reality, and that is what is happening. And at the same time, they're producing. Every day we have, a lot of vegetables coming from them in Food Link, it's so the facts are there. It's sometimes what made me a little bit frustrated is to see that maybe Auroville is going the same direction that the outside world, and I don't want to see that for my life. I escaped from the outside world. It was the reason I was so attracted from Auroville. Auroville was not so much into production and capitalism, you know, all these things that make the world that is collapsing now in crisis. And sometimes some people in Auroville, they're still like, this production, we need more production. But okay, the production is happening, and the rest, and the joy, and the happiness is happening. People are happy or not. And in Texas Soul, we are producing, we are happy, and our economy is amazing. Like, I remember sometime when we came there, the economy was really with a big debit, we can say, no? And we had to ask loans and stuff like this. And then they told us, no, we cannot give you loans. You have to be more creative and create your own economy, make money. This is Auroville, you have to. And then we do it. And after, when you did this, they come and they complain that you're doing, but the activities that we create, they made us self-sufficient. Why the living roots, they choose Auroville like the community to spend their time? Because they felt inspired of Auroville, and then in Auroville they felt inspired by Windara. They felt Windara is the community that is more in tune with what they're learning, no? Self-sufficiency, sustainability. So they choose Windara because they're looking for the holistic approach of Auroville. So we are doing that. And still people are talking about rumors and gossip, and they don't see the beauty. So that can, of course, disturb a little bit the people that lives in Windara. For me, it's okay. I'm leaving, and it's already decided from before. It's not because of this pseudo conflict that is not real, you know. It's just rumors and gossip. But I would like to see for people who stay here more peace and more space for just being themselves, and more support from the community to acknowledge what is happening there, because I think that helps things to. We had a lot of acknowledgement by groups that come from outside, the Living Roots, and the volunteers and all the guests they pass there. But the people who live here, maybe they're too busy to go there and to see reality and to spend some time there. And then they go maybe Solar Cafe and listen some stories that they're not real. They say we are growing marijuana there. It's, that we have fields of marijuana. It's not real. Where are these fields? I would like to see them too. You know, and people, they believe in this just because someone that is jealous. It's true, when you have so much light, people, they don't are part of this light, they get jealous, and then they start to spread rumors. Someone else who comes to all the parties or the celebrations that we do there, the sacred ceremonies, and then they go and they say that we are gypsies and we are hippies. Maybe we are, but that's, what's the wrong with that, you know? Like, hippies, they're spreading love, and gypsies, they're nomads. They come from one place to the other. Maybe all of us, we are gypsies because we came from other countries, and because we have this gypsy blood, we came till Auroville and we found home at Auroville. And now that we have, like, the beauty that is happening, like, there's not the full support of the community. And sometimes I saw that happening in other people more than in me, because I have my passion so developed into music, and okay, I had a baby, and I can just look to my baby and I forget everything, and just with the baby in the present moment and see this joy and come back to the present. But I saw people that live in Texas Soul and they live in this beauty, they're getting disturbed by all these meetings and rumors, and they have to, you know, to justify things that they have to kind of explain them what is reality. And it's, for me, it's, I don't want that for my life. I would like to live in a more harmonious environment where the people that are living with me, they're in peace too, because I'm in peace, but some people they're a little bit disturbed by all the stories, and you know, and it's not fair for them because they gave so much. They're giving their love, they're giving their time, they're giving their openness, they open the project for us, for all the people to come, and still like this, they want to kick them out from the place in some cases, you know, and it's all the time putting their place in cause, and it's not fair. It's these people, they're so nice when you see like such nice people around you, and Auroville is not supporting these people and not understanding how these people are so important, and these people become a little bit confused and sad and nervous sometimes. I feel sad too, because I love these people, no? And I love Auroville in general, and I see sometimes we still commit the same mistakes of the outside world, and yeah. So the idea now is to create a place where I can, learn by mistakes that were happening here too, that, okay, there is no meetings based on rumors and gossip. The meetings is, okay, what's your name? Andrea? Have you been there? Did you talk with the people there? How many days you spend there? Did you go to the activities? Have you been in any celebration at Vindara Farm? Oh, okay, you were. Oh, yeah, you spent a few days there. You went many times there. You talk with the people. So, okay, you know what is happening there. But I tell you, I was in some meetings. The people, I never saw them. I saw them the first time in these meetings, and they're talking about us, about what we are doing in Vindara Farm, but they don't know us. They've never been there. So it's really a paradox. How can people talk about you if they don't know you? How can people decide about your life if they don't know you, if they don't live your life, if they have their own lives? It's okay, we don't go to their farm and tell them what they need to do and they need to change and they need to go away from their farm. We give freedom and space. So, yeah, like, I think it's something that sometimes I felt in Auroville, like, because there's no authority, like, people, they try to control each other and to block the freedom, and that's not the way to go for me. That's not what I want. I need more space and freedom and openness, because I want to bloom more. I don't want to just, okay, that's enough. My evolution is finished now. No, I want to keep going. I want to keep evolving. So, like, to have this happening around me, it was a sign, okay, Tiago, you have to move. And yeah, same with Anna and Namo. They were like feeling the same. No, Namo is just having fun all the time. So for him, he just need to be around nature. But for Anna, it was the same. We need, yeah, like more freedom by now. Yeah, and more like a coherence, you know. And I think it's the word coherence, congruence, where I feel the people are talking from the heart. When I go to a meeting, I see people talking by the mind, it's not my place. I don't want to be in the mind. No, I want to be in my heart. I want to touch my soul. And this was what attracted me to Auroville. Like when I read the chart of the mother, like, wow, that's it. When I read something from the mother in Sri Aurobindo, that's it. And then when I'm living in Terra Sol, in Dara Farm, I feel, that's it. We are living what Mother was talking about. And then, of course, when people are having meetings and telling lies and complaining about this and they never been there, that's not it. Yeah, that's not the way to go. How can you take decisions without knowing the reality? So that's like kind of my suggestion for Auroville, like, how can you take decisions about something that you don't know? I don't want that for my life. I don't want to decide about someone that I never saw. Or, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I hope just there will be more understanding and support, because it's so beautiful what is happening in Terra Sol community. So inspiring for so many people who are inspired this year. And is flowing so nicely, you know. So many projects. We just finished to build the oven, and we just start new fields, and we have so many vegetables and rice, and we're eating everything organic, and to just trying to control this and to stop this just because you want more production, but you don't count with the production that is staying there in the farm and the people, the amount of guests and the economy of Windara grow because of that. We create these activities and these new ways of generating your economy that made us be positive in our balance. So now that we are there, what happened? Like, take us like an example. So I think that's the way to go, to see Windara and Terra Sol like an example, not just listening for two people, they are jealous and they want to kick us out from there because maybe they want to get the land for them, because here there's no owners of the land. So that's sometimes the way to, you tell a story so people start to talk about something and then you create rumors. But yeah, reality is different. It's beauty. Beautiful.
Thank you very much, Tiago.
Thank you.
All the best for your new journey, and I really hope to meet you again in Oroville with new experience, maybe with a bigger family, and bring your energy from Portugal back to Oroville a certain day in your life, because most probably you are a unique person and Oroville is missing something.
Yeah, I will come for sure. We will come to visit. Yeah. One day, and we will have a new Oroville in Portugal, and we can co-create together, make the bridge.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Everybody is invited to come to Portugal.
Where? Place?
The place is Terra Culta.
You have a website?
Yeah, there's a Facebook page and a blog.
Okay.
Yeah, in the website, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Tiago. All the best.
Welcome. Thank you.